4月22日晚，神韵晚会在美国芝加哥的第七场演出落下了帷幕。观看演出的除了当地的中西人士外，也有远从北欧来芝加哥公出而偶遇神韵的人。他们为美丽的中华传统文化而鼓掌，而华人则为之自豪。
I think it's magnificent. Never seen anything like that in my life. And the background, the way they have the computerized.
朵洛斯夫人还对计算机设计的背景赞叹不已，因为它可让画中人活生生地出现在舞台上。而律师保罗先生则非常庆幸，他们收到了邮寄的神韵小册子。
Unbelievably wonderful. Very exciting. We're very glad we got the brochure in the mail.About this program, and very glad to be here. Terrific.
因太太是华人，病理学家厄尔洛先生有缘观看了神韵。他说，这是他在芝加哥看到的最好的中华文化表演。
It's the best show of Chinese culture that I've seen in the Chicago area. It's a wonderful blend of the traditional music with the Western harmony, and the orchestra that includes Chinese instruments and Western instruments that makes it easier for us Westerners to understand.And also the message behind of that. I know that many of these people would like their homeland to be totally free, no repression, freedom of expression, and to enjoy the full meaning of the Chinese culture that is so old and so wonderful.
而这位先生恐怕是当晚住得最远的观众。他来自挪威，是挪威一家生化公司的总执行长，来芝加哥公出期间在酒店得知神韵晚会的消息，看完后他非常的喜欢。
Absolutely fabulous. Very, very talented dancers, singers, and you know, everything fabulous.
新唐人电视台记者杨小梅、林冲，芝加哥采访报道。
4月23号下午，美国神韵纽约艺术团在芝加哥歌剧院的演出受到了现场观众的高度赞扬。神韵歌曲所表达的精神内涵引起了他们的强烈共鸣。请看本台记者从当地发来的报道。
凯利·欧贝克是位专业歌手，主唱基督教福音圣歌，曾经担任过社区教堂领袖。他非常喜欢神韵歌曲的歌词内容。
I was completely impressed with the soprano. She wasthat song will ever be etched in my mind and in my heart. Her voice was just absolutely gorgeous, and she definitely brought the feeling and the emotion into the song as well. I was really impressed with her.
瓦莱利达纳曾经是职业律师，现在是美国某宗教领袖。他也喜欢神韵歌曲所表达的精神内涵。
That song, the words, I don't understand the Chinese, so that really was Mandarin, but the words I saw in English were extremely touching, that we become so attached to things when we should be looking for the divine. And that really got to me. That brought me close to tears because it had a very significant meaning in my life because my religion teaches that same thing. We have become too attached to...the material, too attached to status and too attached to wealth. And I think we need to look to the inner being of each individual, start looking toward that spiritual core. That to me is more important. And I was very moved by that song. In fact, I was going to make sure I made a note of it in the program so that I could locate it sometime and play it because it's a very beautiful and touching song.
新唐人记者林慧欣、宋德，美国芝加哥采访报道。
4月22号晚上，美国神韵纽约艺术团在芝加哥歌剧院的第七场演出受到当地舞蹈、声乐等各界人士的赞叹。他们认为神韵演出无比的美丽辉煌，令人震撼。请看本台记者从美国芝加哥市发来的报道。
吉娜·邓纳姆女士是前芭蕾舞演员，现在担任舞蹈艺术学校的舞蹈教师和编剧。她认为神韵舞蹈演员极具天赋。
The dancers are very talented.I'm an ex-ballerina, so I know what all goes into a lot of their moves. It was fantastic. It's very difficult, a lot of the feats that they did, going into pirouette, into a turn, into a jump. I appreciated all their efforts.
邓纳姆女士的丈夫米切尔·道格拉斯先生认为舞蹈梅是他所看到的最神奇的舞蹈。非常鼓舞人心。
These people are talented, very talented. The timing was impeccable. That's That's what I thought was amazing. They were turning and stopping, and everything was perfect. The plum dance, the most fantastic performance I've ever seen like that. It was very inspiring. I really enjoyed it.
安东尼·科隆先生是一位职业歌手。让他感到震撼的是，神韵歌唱家的歌声触及到他的灵魂深处。
It was brilliant. The spirituality, the truth in some of the stories, the dancing, it was just phenomenal. Absolutely brilliant. The vocalist with the deep voice was my favorite. She was, you know, I felt her right here in my soul. It was amazing.
新唐人记者杨小梅、宋德，美国芝加哥采访报道。
芝加哥是美国金融重镇，也是很多大公司的总部所在地。芝加哥神韵晚会23号晚场的演出就吸引了不少金融界人士以及公司的 CEO 们。芝加哥所在的伊州库克郡临时郡长罗伯特斯蒂沃也观看了当晚的演出，他希望每个芝加哥人都来分享这个文化盛宴。
股票经纪人诺斯维奇先生看到神韵的广告，觉得很古典、很传统，决定亲自来一探究竟。观看之后，他非常喜欢，这也是他第一次接触到中华传统文化。
Love the show, love the show. A lot of colorful costumes and great dancing, a lot of good music. It's great.
It's amazing. It's like nothing I've seen. It's an unusual show. I like the way they draw in the backgrounds and the costumes are just amazing. Very beautiful.
It was incredible. I would go see it again. Beautiful. The dancing, the costumes. It was really, really beautiful.
It was the first time we came to the show. It was really wonderful. Color, music, really outstanding. As a first time, I think we would come again next year, actually.
The costumes are spectacular. The music is...heart, touches your heart. It is a fabulous show, and I think if you're out in the audience, you should come out to the show. It's great, 神韵。
芝加哥所在的伊州库克郡临时郡长 Robert Steele 希望每个芝加哥人都来分享这台文化盛宴。
Well, I'd love to say this is a great experience that we all ought to come see from various communities of Chicago to be a part of this event here tonight. Really shares the cultural activity happening across the United States, across our country. But what we're bringing back to Chicago to share with our communities here, it's a wonderful experience to have this in our community here in Chicago.
新唐人电视台记者杨小梅、林冲，芝加哥采访报道。
4月23号下午，美国神韵纽约艺术团在美国伊利诺伊州芝加哥歌剧院的第八场演出圆满落幕。神韵艺术家们精彩绝伦的演出不仅让现场的观众感动落泪，演出所展现的内涵更是让观众深受启发。
I absolutely love it. I am just thrilled that you're here. The music is gorgeous. Dance is. I keep crying. My eyes keep tearing up. It's beautiful.
I loved the show. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. The spectacular voices, the dance was just phenomenal. And the artists are just, they're amazing. The storylines touch my heart in the sense that, you know, often in several of the vignettes, they talked about lack of freedom. And for that story to be able to be shared, it just made me so grateful for the freedom that I have here.In America. So, you know, it just made me feel compassionate for the long, long time persecution that's gone on in China.
To believe in your heart, and if your heart tells you that something is good that is happening, people who should come along and want to control you, say no to that. It's kind of like what the message said is just believe in your heart.And it'll all work out. I think the human being knows that instinctively without being told.
For me personally, I'm a Christian and I just still found the passion and the message to be so meaningful. But I think if you have nothing to believe in, what hope do you have? Here in the United States, I have such freedom. And I think that, you know, we really need to count our blessings and to stand up for what freedom is.So that message was very strong to me. Just go out and see the show. It's wonderful. If it's in your city, make sure you have an opportunity and you go and you see it.
新唐人记者林慧欣、宋德，美国芝加哥采访报道。
4月28日至5月8日，神韵艺术团再次回到美国洛杉矶地区，将在这里的帕萨迪纳市民大剧院和呈现表演艺术中心表演八场。
30多位南加州各级政要发来贺信或褒奖，其中包括国会议员路易斯·卡普斯、州议员麦克·戴维斯、州议员科尔特·哈格曼等，加州呈现宪政委员会主席比尔·坎贝尔和副主席约翰·莫拉克在褒奖状中特别指出，神韵观众将在演出中欣赏到震撼舞台的鼓声，驾着祥云的仙女，流动的丝绸和飞旋的手帕，威风的跳跃翻腾，迷人的中华传说，动作协调的演员，手工制作色彩缤纷的服装，动人心弦的传统乐器独奏和东方帕瓦罗蒂们的演唱。更多的演出信息请关注网站 www.laspectacular.com。
4月28号，洛杉矶在美丽的初夏再次迎来了神韵演出。美国神韵纽约艺术团在帕萨迪纳大剧院拉开帷幕，首场的演出吸引了各界人士。请看来自洛杉矶的报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团4月28日再度莅临洛杉矶，这是神韵第七次来到了洛杉矶。大家可以看到我身后的观众正陆续进场，非常期待今年全新的演出。
莎拉·陶勒斯是一位来自伊朗的明星设计师，常年为好莱坞的影星参加艾美奖和奥斯卡奖设计礼服，也是 Entertainment Tonight 和 Oh My Children 等电视节目的服装设计师。他很喜欢神韵的色彩和服装。
Oh, I love the costume in here. It's just like, it really inspired me a lot. In one part, the son and the mother, that they were just, it just made me cry. I think it's really touchy.
墨西哥记者夏维兹小姐说，她随神韵进入另外一个世界。
Breathtaking. It was incredible. It was amazing. I enjoyed it so much. The art...The beauty, the dance, the expressions they gave, it just took me to a different world. It was so beautiful. Oh, I love the culture already. And seeing this, it gives me a better understanding of the culture.
Your three opera singers were fantastic. Message, I felt it in my heart.
大陆新移民露西小姐看了神韵反复表示。
第一次看到这那个神韵，真的我好喜欢。好感动，哎，很精彩。
为什么你那么喜欢，那么感动呢？
他的画面了，他的一切了，每个人的舞蹈，每个人的表演，真的很精彩。
今天晚上你看到的是中国的传统文化哦，那你觉得？
我真的很喜欢，真的很喜欢。哦，我真的好，哦，好兴奋在这看这次晚会。希望大家能来看一看，真的不要把这个，把这个那个晚会错过，真的，很好。
新唐记者洛杉矶综合报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在洛杉矶地区首场演出，吸引了许多海外华人前来观看。丰富多彩的节目再现了东土神传文化，他们表示对整场晚会印象深刻，并赞叹神韵演出天人合一。
第一次看到在海外哈，神韵将这种天人合一啊，这个来自无形的这种帮助，自然呈现在内心的最深处，用舞蹈在短短的五分钟就能够呈现出来，我相信是让大家觉得印象非常深刻的地方。
李秉信对最后一个节目《天门大开》感触很深。
能想到最近世界上常常出现许多像地震啊、火山爆发啊，或是许多觉得哎，我们这个以前没有发生的事情怎么出现了？当然，事出必有因，是不是更需要检讨自己内心，人类是否做到某种极致之后，那自然界的反扑会借着天界的力量加以呈现。
孟子的嫡传后代孟小静在观看的神韵演出后表示：“
哦，非常非常的感动，我感动的都掉眼泪了。我是觉得真的很棒，觉得天人合一，给我感觉就是天人合一，就是非常的极致，不管是舞蹈的技巧、歌唱的技巧，还有每个人都是用生命在演绎自己，让我就是因为有这种生命的颤动，让我感觉到非常的感动，很棒，真的很棒。我希望能够以后每一年都来看神韵的表演。”
新唐人记者蓝红、黄文华，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
弗兰克·费塔是洛杉矶考佛市托伦斯交响乐团指挥和音乐总监，也是玛丽安德尔夏季交响乐团指挥。他在观看了神韵纽约艺术团28日在洛杉矶的演出之后表示，神韵表现了中国文化的真正深度与内涵。请看来自洛杉矶的报道。
It's a splendid show, not only from its value as dance and art, and also historical perspectives on Chinese history and the development of art in within that framework, but the serious aspects really bring to mind the kind of heart and soul and beauty that exists that should spread all around. And I think when people see this, that great feeling of love, emotion, and the greatness of the human spirit really are brought out, and they do it gorgeously through their beautiful artistic presentation.
It was amazing. It was so beautiful. And I love the concept of celestial beings coming and being with us. I really like that concept. Very beautiful.
最后，弗兰克·费塔表示，每个人都应该来看神韵演出。
I think they should see it to see exactly what human beings are all about and how important culture and music and art is to the human spirit. And if we can adopt that, we'll all have a better world.
新唐记者邵可淳、黄文华，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
外行看热闹，内行看门道。4月28号，美国神韵纽约艺术团在洛杉矶帕萨迪纳市政剧院的首场演出，吸引了许多舞蹈界人士前来观看。让我们听一听他们怎么说。
The dancers, the choreography, everyone was so in sync when they had to be. I was just in awe of, there were tricks, there were everything. It was outstanding. I loved it.
前职业舞蹈演员史蒂芬·福格尔感受神韵给他带来的全新体验。
The way they tuned the music, the lightnings, the costumes, the choreography, the dancing, and finally also the impressions of the dancers was just...From the way I looked at it, everything was in tune. It was just a big joy to look at it. And that was a completely new experience for us.
Oh, it was fabulous. Just tremendous. I've never seen it before, but it was... I've been to China, but I've never seen anything like this. This is outstanding. The dancers are... So, the precision is what I couldn't get over. I just thought it was marvelous. Everyone was right together.
新唐记者蓝红、王慧平，洛杉矶采访报道。
来自比佛利山庄的前心理学家班可女士，在观看了美国神韵纽约艺术团在洛杉矶的首场演出后表示，神韵的精神内涵深深地震撼了她，从现在开始，她将有所期待和梦想。
I've been to China and I've seen productions in China, but not like this. This wasremarkable. I would tell all of my friends and family that it's something not to be missed. It was very spiritual, very moving. When I walk away tonight, I'm going to be dreaming something. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Amazingly special. What a pleasure and an honor to have been part of this performance tonight.
对于神韵如何与众不同，班克女士表示。
Costumes were absolutely phenomenal, and the dancers and how innocent and precise. And one of the things that my friend and I were discussing, I said that, I mean, the people, I think that the American performers would be more narcissistic and look at me and look what I have to strut. And these dancers were amazing. It was about the storytelling and about teamwork, to the precision that they had. It was just awe-inspiring.
新唐人记者蓝红、王慧平，洛杉矶采访报道。
第二次观赏神韵演出的旅美大学中国国画教授何念丹再次赞叹神韵演出水准高超，又巨细靡遗，实在令人惊奇。请看来自洛杉矶传来的报道。
何念丹受访时表示，再次看到神韵结合巧妙的光线、独特的音乐、华丽的服饰及动态天幕的完美演出，依然非常震撼。
神韵每年这个演出能够推陈出新啊，光是这一点就让我非常非常佩服了。这一场的舞蹈跟下一场的舞蹈 给人家就是一个全新的感觉，很多细节神韵都想到了，真的是很棒了，这跟我所看到的其他的表演不一样，水准上面来讲的话是高出很多很多。我都告诉我自己，我每年都要来看，每年都要来看，看看明年又有什么新的。
何念丹也强力推荐亲友来观赏神韵，今天与他一同出席的国际礼仪师吕惠美被感动到数度落泪。
其实我感触最深的是他可以在用这个音乐舞蹈来表现他们对这个中国文化的热爱与深入的了解以外，宣扬到世界各地，他们做的让人好感动，我刚刚都掉眼泪掉了好几次，真的太棒了。我是鼓励大家能够把握机会，有机会就多多来看，而且他每年都不一样的节目。
新唐人记者邵可纯、黄文华，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
为纪念法轮功学员425和平上访12周年，神州电影制片厂4月26号在美国首都华盛顿举办了新片《轮回》的全球首映式。导演洪威和编剧等介绍了影片的创作过程，并现场回答了观众们的问题。
影片《轮回》是由神州电影制片厂创作的新片，26日下午在华府美利坚大学的剧场内，近百位本地观众在首映式上共同欣赏了影片。
电影的世界首映式选择在了今天4月26日，是希望纪念1999年4月25日法轮功学员的和平大上访。
轮回片长82分钟，故事从天上的明真道人和善莲法王下走人间开始，苦苦轮回中，他们终于走到了今天，并遇到了法轮大法。观众们被影片所展现的精神所感动。
It seems to have many parts that are familiar with the nonviolent movement of Martin Luther King. Even though the violence is put on them, repression, how they react is something that I think is inspirational.
Thanks to this movie and through this movie, Chinese government or Chinese society also can change in positive way.
导演洪威希望影片将来能在全球校园巡回，并能让中国大陆民众自由下载。这是新唐人记者王凯迪，美国首都华盛顿报道。
观众朋友们好，接下来带您关心中国大陆和香港的最新消息。新唐人电视台第四届全世界中国菜厨技大赛亚太赛区初赛将于7月29日在台北举行。香港米芝莲星级名店天好运点心专门店老板麦桂培称赞大赛发扬中国传统饮食文化是大好事，并期盼参与盛会。
全球最平价的星级食府天好运点心专门店在09年3月创业后，不足一年已获国际饮食权威米芝莲评为一星级14。本店今年开业不足半年，又再次获米芝莲评为一星级。老板麦桂培指出，天好运一直秉持薄利多销的原则回馈顾客。从做厨师到自己创业，麦桂培认为做一个好厨师要敬业乐业。
对自己要有要求咯，即係做食物，你如果對食你自己食嘅，或者係你整俾人食嘅好，你冇要求，你點做到好似廚師嘅啫？一定要用心機咯，樣樣。摆多啲心机落去。
得知新唐人再次举行全世界中国菜厨技大赛，麦桂培表示大力支持。
希望大家即系话，本住话将中国饮食文化话发扬光大啊，咁嘅心态，即系分力啦，咁去做好个比赛啦，等多啲人认识或者系欣赏中国嘅饮食文化。
麦桂培坦言，虽然工作繁忙，仍希望能抽出时间参与盛会。
其实都个心当然系好向往呢啲咁嘅聚会啦，即系话有时间我一定会去参观啊，或者去参加咁嘅。
该店以脆皮叉烧包、肠粉等地道点心闻名，并提供多款精致点心，包括鲍鱼鸡粒酥、鹅肝酱炸粉果、金箔羊肚爽菜饺等，提供给顾客另一种选择。新唐人记者林秀仪在香港报道。